Hybrid sampled plus synth stabs, intermediate level. That's build a proper modern drum and bass stab in Ableton Live. One part gritty, sampled attitude for the attack, and one part clean, synth-controlled weight for the body. The goal is simple. When your drums and bass are already doing a lot, the stab should add that warehouse energy and groove without turning the mix into a blurry fight. Before we touch a single knob, decide the role of your stab. Is it a timekeeper, meaning short, dry, rhythmic, almost like an extra percussion layer? Is it a hype accent, only appearing on turnarounds and fills? Or is it the hook, meaning it needs recognizable chord movement and personality? This decision will save you from endless tweaking, because the right envelope, reverb, and brightness totally depends on the job. All right, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. Put down a basic DNB drum loop so you're designing in context. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and whatever hats or shuffle you like. Then add a placeholder rolling bass. Even if it's ugly, it gives you the low-end reality check. Design stabs against the drums and bass, not in solo. Solo is where you make stuff sound impressive, and context is where you make it sound like a record. Now create a new MIDI track and drop an instrument rack on it. Inside the rack, make two chains. Name the first one sample attack, and the second one synth body. Think of this like a team. The sample is the bite and realism. The synth is the controlled muscle and tuning. Let's build the sample attack layer first. Drop a stab sample into Simpler. Anything works if it has character. An old rave chord stab, a jazz hit, a vinyl chop, even a resampled resimpact. Set Simpler to one shot. Turn warp off if you can, because warping can smear the transient. Then set a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. That's your click killer without turning it into a pillow. Now shape the volume envelope in Simpler so it behaves like a stab, not a loop. Put attack around 0 to 2 milliseconds, decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for hit, speak, get out of the way. Next, high pass it. Either use Simpler's filter or EQ 8 after it. Start the high pass somewhere, around 150 to 300 Hz with a steep slope. Here's the mindset. Your kick and bass own the low end. Your stab is allowed to feel big, but mostly in the mids, not in the subs. If you want the DNB bite, add a little saturation and punch, but controlled. Drop a saturator on the sample chain. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. Then maybe a drum bus very lightly. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and a small transient boost. Careful here, because too much transient shaping makes it spitty and annoying, especially when your hats are busy. Quick coach note, gain staging inside the rack makes everything easier. Before you glue anything, aim for each chain peaking around minus 12 to minus 8 dB, and the rack output around minus 10 to minus 6. If you ignore this, you'll keep thinking why is it suddenly crunchy, when really you just slammed the next device. Now the synth body layer. This is your stable, tunable chord body. Add wave-eatable if you want modern, wide, aggressive control, or operator if you want it cleaner and pluckier. I'll describe wave-eatable, but the envelope logic is the same either way. In wave-eatable, set oscillator 1 to a saw-type wave, something bright and solid. Oscillator 2 can beat a square or another saw, just lower in level so it thickens without taking over. Add a bit of unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the tune moderate, maybe 8 to 15%. You're not making a trance super saw, you're making a stab that stays focused. Filter it. Use an LP24, and pick a cutoff based on vibe. Darker DNB might sit around 300 to 1K. Brighter might go up toward 2K. Add a little filter drive, just enough to make it speak. Now the most important part, the amp envelope. Set attack 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay 150 to 280 milliseconds, sustain low, like 0 to 15%, and release 80 to 160 milliseconds. This gives you a stab that has a clear front edge, a short body, and a controlled tail. Optional but powerful. Pitch envelope for snap. Add a small pitch drop at the start by setting pitch envelope amount somewhere around plus 6 to plus 18 semitones, with a quick decay like 30 to 90 milliseconds. That sounds extreme on paper, but because it's fast, you perceive it as thwack and excitement, not a noticeable pitch bend. Now let's talk chords. Keep it simple and DNB friendly. Minor triads work great. F minor is F, Ab, C. G minor is G, B, B, D. Use inversion so you're not clashing with your bass. A good target is to keep the chord around C3 to C4, and let the bass live below about 150 Hz. Now we glue the layers so they feel like one instrument. First, EQ separation. On the sample attack chain, use EQ8 and high pass around 200 Hz as a starting point. If the sample is harsh, you can dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz, but do it gently. On the synth body chain, high pass around 90 to 140 Hz. Leave a little meat, but no sub. If it's muddy with the snare, try gentle dip around 250 to 450 Hz. Here's a really practical mixing move. Make the stab sit with the snare, not fight it. Solo just drums and stab together. Then sweep an EQ bell on the stab around 180 to 250 Hz and around 700 to 1.2 kHz while the pattern plays. If the snare suddenly loses body or crack when the stab hits, carve a little from the stab in those zones. That's often better than turning the whole stab down, because you keep the energy but lose the conflict. Next, timing alignment. This matters more than people think. If the sample transient is a tiny bit late compared to the synth, you get a hollow, papery stab. In simpler, adjust start to tighten the sample, or use track delay to nudge one layer by a few milliseconds, like minus 5 to plus 10 ms. Put the drums on, loop a bar, and adjust until it feels like one hit. And now width and stability. Use a mono anchor, put a utility at the end of the synth body chain, and keep it slightly narrower than the sample layer. Your transient can be wide, your weight should be stable. If your live version has bass mono, use it. And do a quick phase check if you've widened anything. Drop a utility and toggle phase invert left or right briefly while it plays with drums. Pick the setting that gives the most solid center punch, not the loudest when soloed, the most convincing in the groove. Now let's give it space the DNB way. Present but not washed. Create a return track called Stab Verb. Add hybrid reverb or regular reverb. Start with a small room or ambient style. Keep decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the stab stays up front, then high cut around 6 to 10 kHz and low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. Send the stab lightly, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. The send is the vibe, not the main event. Optional. Add echo after the reverb on that return. Use 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, low feedback like 10 to 25%. And filter it dark. This creates motion without clutter. Now make the rack playable with macros, because DNB stabs that stay static for 32 bars get boring fast. Macro 1. Tone. Map it to the synth filter cutoff, and optionally to a gentle EQ tilt on the sample. Macro 2. Punch. Map that to drum bus transients on the sample, and maybe a touch of saturation drive. Macro 3. Length. Map both layers decay and a little release, so you can go from tight roller hits to longer ominous tails. Macro 4. Dirt. Map saturation drive on both layers, or roar if you have it. Macro 5. Width. Put a utility after the whole rack and map width from about 80% to 140%, but remember, too wide in a drop can smear with hats and brakes. Macro 6. Verb send, so you can automate space tastefully. After the rack, add a little glue, not a flattening press. Put a glue compressor with attack 3 to 10 ms, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you need a limiter, use it to catch spikes, not to squash the stab into a pancake. Let's place it in the groove. Classic roller move is offbeat stabs. Put hits on ands, so it feels like it's pulling you forward. That 1 and, 2 and, 3 and, 4 and energy. Keep it short and consistent, then automate tone slowly over 16 bars. Another approach is call and response with the bass. Let the stab speak, then the bass answers. The key is leaving intentional gaps so the groove breathes. For jungle flavor, lean more on the sample layer, layer breaks, and maybe automate a subtle pitch drop on every fourth hit. Now, some advanced variation ideas if you want to level this up. First, velocity switched hybrid. Duplicate your sample chain into two versions, one soft and one hard. Then use velocity zones so light MIDI hits trigger a softer sample and hard hits trigger the gnarlier one. Instantly it feels performed, even with a simple pattern. Second, chord following sample layer. If your sample is tonal and clashes with the key, shorten it to a consistent portion and automate simpler transpose per chord, or duplicate clips with different transpose. That way you keep the texture but it stops sounding like it's in a different song. Third, Euro-style formant movement without changing the chord. Put an auto-filter band pass after the synth body, add some resonance, and map cutoff to a formant macro. Automate that slowly over 8 or 16 bars. Same MIDI, evolving tone. One more sound design trick, transient separation without just cranking transients. If your sample attack is messy, put a gate on the sample chain and set it so only the initial hit passes through. Short hold, short release. It's like trimming the front edge in a consistent, musical way, and it makes room for your synth tail. And when it's close, consider resampling. Freeze and flatten, or resample to audio. Do tiny manual fades on clip edges, and if one stab steps on the snare, dip clip gain on that one hit. Audio editing often beats adding yet another plugin. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. Too much low end in the stab will destroy bass clarity. Overwide stab smear the drop and can vanish in mono. If both layers have huge attacks, you get clicky, messy hits. Decide who owns the transient. Reverb too long or too bright turns into a wash at 172. And always check tuning. Samples drift, so transpose and fine-tune until it actually sits in the key. Mini practice. Build three variations using the exact same MIDI pattern. Variation A. Clean and tight. Minimal dirt. Short decay. Small room. Variation B. Ravey and grimy. More sample layer. More saturation. Darker filter. Variation C. Drop weapon. Slightly longer. More body. Controlled width. Maybe a touch of sidechain from the kick to make it breathe. Arrange them across 32 bars so the track evolves without changing the notes. Then bounce a version with drums and bass, and also bounce the stab solo in mono. If it still punches and feels like it locks to the groove in mono, you're in a really good place. For homework, automate three macro lanes like a DJ mix: tone, dirt, and space. First 8 bars restrained. Next 8, a little brighter. Next 8, add dirt, but maybe reduce width slightly so it feels heavier and more centered. Last 8, do space throws on only 2 hits, chosen on purpose. That kind of restraint is what makes the big moments actually feel big. And that's the hybrid stab: sample attack for character, synth body for control, EQ and timing so they become one, and macro so it evolves like a Riedel DNB arrangement. If you tell me your target substyle and the key you're writing in, I can suggest a chord set and a tight offbeat MIDI pattern that'll lock to your drums immediately.